Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Invisible Rulers, The People Who Turn Lies into Reality is a nonfiction book by René Diresta that examines how misinformation, propaganda, and online influence operate in the digital age. Drawing on her work studying social media ecosystems, anti-vaccine movements, and coordinated information campaigns, Diresta explains how niche propagandists, influencers, and algorithm-driven platforms can shape public belief without traditional institutional authority. The book is not simply a warning about falsehoods online. It is an analysis of how attention, community identity, and platform incentives combine to create bespoke realities that feel true to the people inside them. By linking historical ideas about invisible influence with contemporary platform culture, the book shows why fact-checking alone often fails to stop viral narratives. Its purpose is both diagnostic and practical, to help readers understand how false claims spread, why they gain traction, and what kinds of responses institutions and leaders may need in order to resist them. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how digital influence replaces old media gatekeepers with decentralized propagandists. A central idea in the book is that public opinion is no longer shaped mainly by a small number of editors, broadcasters, or formal institutions. Instead, it is increasingly influenced by a loose network of online actors who can appear informal, authentic, and independent while still exercising substantial reach. Diresta shows how these propagandists often present themselves as underdogs or truth-tellers, but they function like powerful agenda-setters. Their influence comes not only from the content they publish, but from their ability to repeatedly frame issues for audiences that already distrust mainstream sources. This shift matters because it changes how persuasion works. Authority is no longer tied to credentials alone, but to visibility, emotional resonance, and repeated exposure across platforms. The result is a fragmented media environment in which multiple groups can inhabit different realities at the same time. The book uses this framework to explain why older models of public communication are less effective in an ecosystem organized around virality and social belonging. Secondly, the mechanism of viral truth, how trends, repetition, and social validation make claims feel real. The book argues that in digital environments, visibility often functions as a proxy for credibility. When a claim spreads quickly, gets amplified by large accounts, or is repeated across communities, it can begin to feel true even when it lacks evidence. Diresta emphasizes the mechanics of social proof. People infer importance from what appears widely shared, and platform design reinforces that inference by rewarding engagement. This is what makes the book especially useful as an analysis of misinformation. It does not treat false belief as a simple failure of intelligence or information access. Instead, it shows how repetition, mimetic packaging, and crowd participation can harden uncertain claims into durable public narratives. Once a rumor becomes part of a community identity, correcting it can even strengthen resistance, because the claim has become socially meaningful rather than merely factual. That is why the book places such weight on the phrase, "If you make it trend, you make it true." The insight is less about one false post than about the social machinery that converts attention into legitimacy. Thirdly, bespoke realities and the social communities that keep people inside them. Another important contribution of the book is its explanation of bespoke realities, meaning information worlds tailored to the assumptions, loyalties, and suspicions of specific audiences. These are not random collections of lies. They are coherent narratives built through repeated reinforcement, alternative experts, insider language, and selective distrust of outside institutions. Diresta shows that people often remain in these environments not only because of algorithms, but because the surrounding community provides belonging, identity, and a sense of epistemic certainty. This is a crucial distinction. Algorithms may introduce or accelerate exposure, but communities and social ties often do the deeper work of retention. Once someone has been pulled into a closed information loop, outside correction can be interpreted as hostile, corrupt, or manipulated. The book therefore broadens the study of misinformation beyond content moderation. It encourages readers to see false beliefs as social systems, not isolated errors. That framing helps explain why disinformation campaigns can persist even when the underlying claims are repeatedly debunked. The community structure itself has become part of the message. Fourthly, why misinformation undermines trust in science, democracy, and institutional legitimacy. Invisible Rulers is also a book about institutional vulnerability. Diresta argues that misinformation succeeds most when it erodes confidence in the systems that societies depend on, especially science, public health, elections, and journalism. The harm is not limited to confusion about individual facts. Repeated exposure to conspiratorial narratives can weaken belief that any shared authority is trustworthy, making it harder for institutions to communicate during crises. This is especially visible in vaccine misinformation, election falsehoods, and other campaigns where the goal is not only to persuade but to delegitimize. The book explains that once trust is damaged, Even accurate information can lose its force because it is filtered through suspicion. That creates a structural problem for democracy's public debate. Becomes easier to manipulate when people no longer agree on basic sources of evidence. Duresta connects this to the broader political effect of online propaganda, where leaders can be humiliated, expert consensus dismissed, and public reality fractured into competing narratives. The analysis is persuasive because it treats distrust as a strategic outcome, not just an accidental side effect. Lastly, a practical framework for responding to online propaganda without misunderstanding the platform problem. The book does more than describe the problem. It suggests how leaders, institutions, and researchers should think about response. Duresta is attentive to the limits of simple censorship arguments and also to the weaknesses of relying only on fact checks after the fact. Her analysis implies that effective responses need to account for how platforms distribute attention, how communities self-reinforce, and how bad actors exploit ambiguity between speech and reach. That distinction is important. Speech may be protected, but amplification is controlled by systems that choose what becomes visible. The book therefore pushes readers toward a more realistic policy conversation about platform governance, public communication, and institutional resilience. It also reflects on the personal and political costs of researching misinformation, including harassment and attacks on researchers themselves, which underscores how contested this field has become. The practical value of the book lies in its refusal to oversimplify. It does not promise a single technical fix. Instead, it gives readers a framework for recognizing why some interventions fail and why countering manipulation requires both technical understanding and institutional adaptation. In conclusion, Invisible Rulers will be most valuable to policymakers, journalists, platform designers, researchers, educators, and readers who want a serious explanation of how online misinformation becomes socially powerful. It is also relevant to anyone trying to understand why evidence alone often does not change minds in polarized digital environments. The book's main benefit is conceptual clarity. It gives a strong framework for seeing misinformation not as isolated falsehoods, but as an ecosystem of attention, identity, incentives, and amplification. That makes it more analytically useful than books that focus only on sensational examples or treat the problem as a generic decline in truth. What distinguishes Duresta's work is her combination of investigative experience, platform literacy, and institutional perspective. She does not merely direct that misinformation exists. She explains the social and technical conditions that let it thrive and why traditional responses often lag behind. As a result, the book stands out in the media and technology criticism category because it is both timely and structurally informed, offering readers a durable way to interpret current and future information crises. If you would like to support René Duresta, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.